This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsha Williams. Campaigning has intensified for the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections as leaders of various political parties are holding rallies. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a rally at Chandauli and Kushinagar in Uttar Pradesh. BJP National President JP Nadda addressed Lokmat Jagran Scholarly Seminar in Varanasi. In Bihar, former Congress President Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting in Khusropur and Patna Sahib constituency, Bhaktiarpur and in Paliganj. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav held a public meeting in Ghosi in Jahanabad parliamentary constituency. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar held election rally in Nalanda. In Odisha, BJD Supremo and Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik held a public meeting at Barua under Kendrapara Lok Sabha constituency. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said under the Atmanirbhar Bharat vision, the aim is to promote indigenous talent and increase employability. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Modi emphasized that Nation First is at the center of the government's every decision. Mr. Modi said over 38 lakh crore rupees have been transferred to people through the direct benefit transfer. Highlighting the investigations by state machineries, he said the aim of the government is based on zero tolerance and ensuring evidence-based action and not on perception. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the last decade has witnessed a substantial improvement in the sanctity and credibility of the union budget, leaving past constraints and archaic practices behind. In a social media post today, the finance minister said our budgets are characterized by fiscal prudence, transparency and inclusiveness, ensuring investments in social development and infrastructure. In a massive stride for India's electoral polity, Jammu and Kashmir witnessed the highest poll participation in the last 35 years by registering 58.46% voter turnout in the general elections 2024. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar complimented the voters for this achievement. The Gujarat High Court today conducted a hearing regarding the Rajkot fire tragedy. The bench, comprising Justices Biren Vaishnav and Devan Desai, expressed deep concern over the incident. The Gujarat government informed the court that a special investigation team, headed by the Additional Director General of CID Crime, was set up to probe the incident. The government said the interim report from the SIT is expected to be ready within the next 3 days. Earlier today, the state government suspended 7 officials, including 2 police officers, in connection with the fire tragedy. The severe cyclonic storm Rimal has weakened into a cyclonic storm and is slowly moving towards north and northeast. It had converted into a cyclonic storm this morning and was centered around 24 kilometers from Bangladesh's Mangla in the forenoon. A couple of hours ago, its center was located 90 kilometers away from Kolkata in the east direction and was progressing towards Assam and Meghalaya. India Meteorological Department Director General Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra told media in New Delhi this afternoon that the adverse weather will continue to normalize in West Bengal. He added that heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected only today in eastern districts of the state. The sea conditions off the coast of northern Odisha have become rough to very rough with high waves and strong winds. IMD has predicted thunderstorms and gusty winds with moderate rain in some areas of Balasore, Bhadrak, Kendrapara and Jagat Singhpur districts of the state. Meanwhile, the West Bengal government continues to be on high alert with relief and rescue operations going on in full swing in affected areas. In Bangladesh, at least 10 people have been killed and over 30,000 homes destroyed after Cyclone Rimal smashed into low-lying areas of Bangladesh last night. The storm weakened after it crossed onto the land, eventually becoming a depression. In Rajasthan, people are not getting any relief from the scorching heatwave conditions. Temperature has reached record highs at many places in the last 24 hours. Maximum temperature of 49.8 degrees Celsius was recorded in Falodi and mercury was measured above 47 degrees in 10 cities. Many patients suffering from heat stroke are being admitted to hospitals. Health department has set up a state-level control room to deal with heatwave treatment and relief services. In Papua New Guinea, around 2,000 people are feared to have been buried by a massive landslide that hit the remote hillside village in Enga province of the country early morning on Friday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.